into the book of Philippians. That's one of the little books just beyond Ephesians that Paul wrote to the church here. And we want to start our reading there this morning. And we're going to take a little thought this morning. But let's entitle that, My Grace and My Gospel Become Your Grace and Your Gospel. Well, in your gospel, and we might shorten that title a little bit, but just let you know the general theme of our message as the Lord would lead. My gospel and my grace become your gospel and your grace. That may be a better title. We don't matter if how we word the title so much that just so that we get the right meaning here. So we're looking at this from the standpoint of the body of Christ. What's in the body of Christ? And inside the body of Christ is everything that was in Christ when He was here walking around on the sandy shores of Galilee. Amen. All the gifts, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, and everything that was in Christ is in the body of Christ. Amen. And the body of Christ is made up of many members, not just one, but many members. And Paul spoke of being baptized into the body of Christ, being inducted into the body of Christ, all believing the same thing, all having the same mind, all having the same judgment. Amen. And that's not a church system. It's the body of Christ. And there's a big difference. Amen. In the church system and the body of Christ. Because in the body of Christ, when one member suffers, all suffers with it. Amen. I preached the message up at West Virginia when we were there the other time. I preached on a sweet-smelling savor, you know. And that's the spirit among the people, spirit of God and spirit. And Brother Gentry said that just felt good up there, the spirit that was among the people and everything. Well, that's that sweet-smelling savor, see. That's inside the body of Christ. Amen. So within the body of Christ, there's one gospel. Hallelujah. And there's one grace. It's the gospel of Christ, the grace of Christ. But it started out Paul laying a foundation for it. Paul was a apostle to the Gentiles. In the book of Romans 11, chapter verse 13, he said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my office. So he started with he sowed a seed gospel, had a seed gospel, and as it growed and it spread out and other people joined in and believed, it just so blessed the people that there was a people in one mind and one accord, and it went that way. While Paul's preaching the gospel to the bride, the one that he's engaged to Christ, but then the lawgivers, they come and tried to put something else in, and it went into a church age, but God said He's going to bring it back and build us up into the perfect stature of the man, Christ Jesus. That was a message in South Carolina. That build us up into the stature of the perfect man, Christ Jesus. Amen. There's one mind, one accord, and all, see. So it's great to be in the body of Christ. So let's pray before reading, though. Heavenly Father, we just thank You this morning for this another opportunity to take Your Word of God and open it, the natural written Word that's paper and ink, Lord, that Paul penned some great words down that still has life. And we pick them up in this end time and get the spirit of the Word and just continue on what Paul started. God, I just pray this morning that You'll bless us all together, anoint our mind to think Your thoughts in that perfect way this morning, anoint our mouth to speak Your words, and not only us, but anoint all the hearers that they may receive full benefit in all that You're giving this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, in Philippians chapter 1, I want to start our reading. I believe I'll just pick up in verse 3 here. It says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And you weren't an individual. It was the church, the Philippian church. Yeah, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all. That's a seemed like a Georgia word there. But it was a, let me start that one over again then. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. Amen. Amen. So Paul, he weren't from Georgia, I don't guess, or from the South or something, but he said, you all. Amen. So I stumbled there on that. I oughtn't to, because that's what we say. All right, next one says, verse 5. It says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He's thanking God for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. How many believe he'll do it? If he's begun something in you, he's gonna carry it through. Amen. That's the good thing about the Lord. He don't give up on us. And if you stumble, he don't. I like that part. If you stumble, he don't. He just keep right on. If you disbelieve, the word is still true anyway. Amen. And you'll get together. You'll get back together if you're one of his. Amen. And then the next verse, verse 7 says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, he says, ye all are partakers of my grace. Now, I want you to notice that. Amen. The grace weren't to Paul when they began. And Paul loved them, thanked God for them, and when he looked at them, he looked at the family of God, that you're all partakers of this. You're all part of it. You're partakers of my grace. Amen. It was my grace, but it become their grace. Amen. How about that? Glory to God. My grace became grace upon all the church. And my gospel became your gospel, is what we all believe. Hallelujah. Then that makes a difference. That blends us together, that cements us together, that the Paul used one place, knits our hearts together in love. See? Amen. And that's in the body of Christ. And I'll tell you, knit the heart together. Your hearts being knitted together in love. And that is a body of people. That ain't one denomination and another denomination and another denomination, because they're competing with one another. And they got different ideas and different opinions and all that. But I thank God for a little group of people. And Jesus said, fear not, little flock. Now, compared to the world, number of people in the world, it can be a fairly large number, but in comparison to the number of people that's religious in the world, it is quite in order to say little flock. How many know that? Amen. So look here. He said, you're partakers of my grace. And then I believe I'll read another one here too. It says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Amen. In other words, you're in something now. Don't let it stop. Hallelujah. Is that right? Amen. Let's keep this thing rolling. Glory to God. Let the momentum of it continue to roll. Hallelujah. And continue more and more, he says. I like that. Amen. Did I skip verse 8 there? I believe I did, didn't I? All right, it says, "For God is my record that I greatly long after you in all the bowels of Jesus Christ." In other words, I have the feeling of Jesus Christ for you. Now, that's you might say, that's putting a lot on old Paul. No, it's not. Because if you'll read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, he says he suffered in his body for the church's sake, and that which was lacking of the suffering of Christ made up in his body. See, it started as one man there, but it didn't stay one man. Hallelujah. When the gospel came, it was one man that on the cross there. Amen. But Paul said, we were crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. The plan include reached out. It says reached out and all God's seed were brought in. All the names that were on the book before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Then that next one, I pray that you may abound yet more and more that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in judgment. That ye may approve all things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Amen. They're all in the Bible, the fruits of righteousness. Amen. And the gifts. I said the other night in the message that you may not, as an individual, you don't have all the gifts, but all the gifts are in the body. So if you got one, it's part mine too, because I'm part of the body and we're part of one another. Amen. How many knows that? So all the gifts are here, every one of them. Hallelujah. And it's just God expressed different gifts in different people as He's ordained, see? Hallelujah. And being filled with all the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that in my bonds in Christ are manifested in all the palaces and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, I like this, when they saw what happened to Paul, and Paul stood, and it was, one place he said, I went into Asia, no one stood with me, I stood alone. Amen. And now Paul was, he was put in prison for this gospel. But he said, this that have happened to me hadn't hindered the gospel, it's fallen out for the furtherance of the gospel. Because those that were lagging around doing things half-hearted, you know, half-heartedly serving God, half-heartedly doing this, amen. He says, that which is happening to me have fallen out. He didn't know it would, but God did. Amen. Everything happened, something looked bad can fall out for something good, can't it? You would think Paul getting locked up, sent to Rome, put in prison, preaching that. You'd think that's the worst thing could happen to the gospel. No, it wasn't, because there was a body in the earth. There was a people already partakers of Paul's grace. Amen. They just got lagging behind a little bit. They just got lax. But when they saw what was happening to Paul, and saw Paul standing right there glorifying God in all things, amen. They said, hey, I've been lagging behind. I've got to catch up. I've got to get in here. If Paul do that for the gospel, he's an example. I'm partakers of his grace and his gospel, and his grace has become my grace. His gospel has become our gospel. He said, it fallen out. Watch now. That which happened to me falling out for the furtherance of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in the palaces, all in all the palaces, all places. and in other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bond, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. I like that scripture, don't you? Amen. Now, look here what's happened. There's other brethren joining in, and they're speaking the word. That they're speaking it more bold than, maybe even more bold than Paul was. Hallelujah. When they saw there has been something, there's been a seed planted, there's been a word expressed, there's been a life expressed. Hallelujah. And now, look, he's in prison. Look like he can't get out and do it like he did one time. Amen. I'm going to walk up to the plate. Amen. They wax bold and begin to preach the word of God. Amen. And what is Paul said, my gospel, that my gospel become their gospel. Amen. My grace became their grace. And we just bring it up. Amen. That's when the first and the written word was there. Now the second and it's still the same our day. Praise God. How many knows it? Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Me and the brethren waxing bold. Saw what was happening to us, and they waxed bold and began to preach the word. And it says, "Speak the word without fear." Now that don't many people do that today. They want to play around, ease around, creep around, and tiptoe around. Amen, and not let anybody really know what you're saying so that you can take it whichever way you want. Amen, but there come a time when you just say it like it is, and the old saying is, let the chips fall where they may. Amen. Praise God. So Paul said they saw this and they waxed bold and began to speak the word without fear. And what did they preach? The same gospel that Paul brought. See, now, there's more of this, and I was going, and we'll just see how much we'll read here. But I want to read a little more here, and we'll go to the book of Timothy here, 2 Timothy, because there's some scripture there that I certainly want to bring in on this. It's my gospel, he said, and what I'm looking at today is this: there's something going, there's a wheel started turning, there's a gospel. There's a body of Christ, and people are being baptized into it. Amen. And it's the work of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. In Paul's day, he did use one man to kind of step out there and spearhead it. Amen. But it weren't one man very long, because others seeing, took courage and began to preach the word without fear. Amen. That's what's taking place today all over the world. This same gospel's going forth. Amen. It's blasting a hole in the walls. Amen. That would try to block it. And it's just all over the world. There's people without fear speaking this word, and they're part of us, and we're all speaking the same thing. We all got the same mind. We all got the same judgment. We all got the same love one for another. And these preachers love the body of Christ as Paul did there. And he says that we speak the word in love, Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. But I want to read here in Timothy, 2 Timothy, that is, there's one Timothy 1 and 2 here. But I want to read some here in 2 Timothy, and I want to read in verse chapter 2 of chapter 2 and start verse 1 here. Amen. Want to read, this is ink and paper we're reading here, but the Bible says He put His Word in our heart and in our mind. See? Amen. Now, as this Word's translated into different languages and so on, different translators has worded a little different, and I have many translations of it, but I've always just used the old King James, and it seemed to fit me pretty good. Amen. And I know a lot of people want to get the Greek word on that. Let's get the Greek word. Let's get the Hebrew. Let's get the Aramaic. And let's get that. Let's see if it's a... Well, those things are all right. You're still on ink and... You're still using ink and paper. Amen. That word in your heart, He is the Word, see. And that word can't be changed. He said He would make a new covenant with you. He would write His word in your mind and in your heart. See? Hallelujah. And that's the way Paul did. He come forth speaking the word. Things, many things had not been formally wrote by anyone else. It was just God anointing him with that new covenant, and he came out and he preached the word and he had the answer, and it brought a body of people together, and he said, you're baptized into one body by one Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it wasn't so much ink. When Paul was preaching, these letters we're writing weren't even wrote, see. He wrote many of them from prison, many of them different places, and I told you here, sometime back about a thing that they were saying that if it don't come from Jerusalem, you don't have to receive it. Well, you know, that's man's idea and man's opinion, and I think we've all had enough of that to last us for two or three lifetimes, haven't we? Amen. But when you really look, Paul never wrote one of his letters from Jerusalem. He wrote them, most of them from prison, see. Amen. But the real thing was that spoken word is the original seed, see. Hallelujah. The word written in your heart and in your mind. And that's what it's coming back to. That's a little book that's come down from heaven, the second hand, to the written word, if you please. Now, notice as we read this, Paul spoke of my gospel. We're going to get that in a couple of places, I think. But in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, I'll just start at verse 1. Thou, therefore, my son. He's calling, that's in the gospel, son in the gospel, because he believed the same thing. Paul begot him with the word. Therefore, my son, the God, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. Now, there's where you're strong in that. Now, if you try to be strong in anything else, you can't be. If you try to be strong in how much you know, or how good you are, or what you've done and what you haven't done, then you'll run into so many failures that you can't be strong, see. But if you're strong in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, then, amen, if Jesus didn't fail, then you can't fail. And He never had a failure. So He's the one to be strong in. That's what Paul's telling Peter. Timothy here, be strong in the grace that's in Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about, he was saying. This is not about getting so many preachers together and see if you can get them all agree on something. You can't disagree when you're in the body and you got the same mind. You got the mind of Christ. Amen. Because the Bible says, be of one mind and one judgment. And in the body, that's the way it is. It said, let the mind, which is also in Christ Jesus, be in you. How can you disagree? I don't have to twist your arm, try to persuade you, and all this. No, it's in you to begin with. All the thing I'm doing, just telling you what's already in you, and you say amen to it. Amen. I'm bringing it from within to your mind to put it in word form that you can repeat it yourself. Hallelujah. And that's what Paul told Timothy here as he went forth to preach the word. And verse 2 says, and the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. Watch this. Paul's gospel became their gospel. My gospel became their gospel. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same. Everybody say the same. The same, not something else. Amen. They couldn't preach anything else because Paul had the mind of Christ. God used him to spearhead that. Amen. But the mind of Christ didn't stay in Paul. Woo! Amen. The mind of Christ didn't stay in Paul because it began to spread out. They became partakers of Paul's gospel, Paul's grace, and here Timothy became partakers of Paul. He said, these things you've heard me among many witnesses, the same. Commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. In other words, as this goes, it ain't going to be a speck of difference in it. Amen. I know a lot of people, they want to get their own ideas and own opinions and all that. We've come through that age, and God once winked at our ignorance, but now He commands us to line up, see. Amen. I know a lot of people, they'll say this and they'll say that, and they'll try to be a little different from the body of Christ, from the Word of God, just to be different, you know. Amen. Well, I don't give a rooster's ear about your opinions. Amen. That's spelled E-A-R. Amen. So, the thing is, see, glory to God, He said one mind. And some people say it can't be. Well, I tell you, you tell the Lord that, because He told Paul that and Paul told us that, and I'm going to believe Him. Amen. Is that right? Praise God. So He says, what you've heard me among many witnesses. In other words, Paul, he stood alone. When he went to Asia, he said, no man stood with me but the Lord did. Now, that's how this gospel got started. Amen. There was one man that God struck down with a great light. Amen. Said, Paul, I want you to be a light to the Gentiles, delivering them from the power of Satan to the power of the living God. And he started off with one man, and the Jews wanted to kill him. You read Acts 13 when he started preaching there, they had to haul him out one time, let him down on the side of the wall, and put him in the basket and let him down on the side of the wall. Amen, because they was going to kill him. Amen. He was preaching. He was bringing the mind of Christ to the Jews, and they didn't want it. Amen. So he preached the Word of God, and they blasphemed, and they came against what Paul was preaching. And Paul said, "Your blood be upon your own head." He shook his raiment, went and said, "So has the Lord come. I go to the Gentiles, for so has the Lord ordained me." Now you got my gospel. When Paul went to Jerusalem there in the Galatians chapter 2, he went up there and he communicated that gospel that he was preaching to Peter and them. Amen. Well, Peter and them wanted to be half law and half grace, you know. And that was their lot, see. The thing is, they weren't to be part of it because they were in a different cycle of what God was doing. God was dealing with the Jews to call out a people to rule and reign with Him in the millennia. And had they seen it and accepted Paul, then it would have messed up the picture, see. Amen. It had to go like it did. Amen. There's many times when, as God has brought us through this time period and into the place where we're at now, people say, "I don't see why this person didn't see it or that person didn't see it." You know, and there's other apostles. Why didn't this apostle see it? Well, you know, why didn't Peter see it? We're supposed to see, because there's to be a body of people. Amen. And Paul had a gospel for them. And that's the only gospel that would satisfy them, see. Hallelujah. If you tried to put them under the law and do's and don'ts and so on like that, they didn't know what to... I mean, they couldn't handle it. I heard a preacher saying, and I'm not condemning the preacher, it was just his time, and he was doing what God ordained him to do, but God has taken us a little step further, see. He was talking about our forgiveness, you know. He said, God will forgive you, but He ain't going to take a lot of things away. He said, God forgive Mary Magdalene, but He sure didn't make her secretary of the church. In other words, you're forgiven, but you can only, your hands are tied pretty much. Well, that ain't what Paul preached. Amen. Is that right? There was my gospel. In my gospel, He said, Jesus Christ has become sin for you, that you are the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is what Paul began to preach, and he said, and Timothy had no problem with what Paul preached. Because you know why? When Paul would preach, he heard of many witnesses. It was just something in him like streams of fire coming out of Paul's mouth into Timothy's heart. Hallelujah. And when Paul got through preaching, he said, amen. Hallelujah. I believe it. And Paul said, then go teach others and let them teach others. Amen. That we all see eye to eye. He didn't say get the preachers together and see if you can get them agreement. Everybody expressed their own opinion. There weren't no opinion. Amen. It ain't what you ain't got no think of common. It's what God's Word says and God, what God's ordained. See? Well, I think it ought to be this way. Or I think it ought to be that. And another say, well, that may be right, but I think this the way it is. And another say, well, I think this the way it is. Let's have a debate. Well, that's what they were doing in Acts 15th chapter there at Jerusalem, having a debate. Debating whether Gentiles should be circumcised and whether they shouldn't be, or whether they should eat certain meats or whether they shouldn't, and whether they should keep the law and whether they shouldn't. Well, it was none of their business to start with. They were out of their calling. God called Paul to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Amen. When he began to come fully into his office, there was no debate about it because God was with him anointing the Word of God, and the words that he spoke wasn't his words, but it was the words of Jesus Christ, he said. Amen. And so, Paul spoke and said, my gospel, and my grace. Amen. But he said, you're partakers of my grace. My grace has become your grace too, see. Amen. And then he told Timothy the things you've heard me preach, you preach the same. So Paul's gospel and Timothy's gospel became the same. And all the other heard it became the same. So Paul's gospel became their gospel. Amen. Now let me read a little more here. He's saying, first of all, I want you to get that verse there. Things you've heard me among many witnesses also speak. But verse 3 says, Thou therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier. In other words, this ain't going to be a walk in the park. Woo! How many knows it? Amen. Sometimes there's going to be time when it gets tough, you know. Hallelujah! But the Lord will be with you in every case. Paul was thrown in prison. Amen. He was beat several times of the Jews. 39 times. He were in the shipwreck, in the sea of day and night, out in the dark. Amen. It got tough. They just kept on going. And he told Timothy, now you'll have to endure hardness. Be a good soldier about this. Well, it was no trouble for Timothy to be a good soldier because he believed 100%, amen, of what the gospel was because God has put it in his heart. God has quickened that word, and Paul talked about quickening power of God. Amen. When this word is quickened to you, it ain't my word, it's yours. I told you about a testimony over in Africa, there in Malawi, I believe it was. We were over there, and the brother... Brother Enoch, you know, he's got the tapes and heard them and read the books and all. Amen. He said, Brother Ben, God has given me a revelation of this. Says, you preached it, but said, now it ain't your gospel. Amen. It ain't your revelation, it's mine. Amen. Says, I'm not preaching your revelation, I'm preaching mine. God used you to bring it, but He gave it to me, so it's my revelation. In other words, that's why He said you become partakers, the same gospel, see, because Christ has only one mind. He's not going two ways. He's not double-minded. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In other words, one day you think you see it, next day you think you don't. One day you're going one way, and another day you're going another way. And one day it's 100% right, next day it's about 80% right. Well, you can't endure hardness like that. You got to be sure of where you stand. Hallelujah. And if you're in the bride of Christ, that's the only way you can be. Amen. You try to be any other way. Amen. I know we're still in the flesh, and time to time we'll
let the old carnal mind, like a wind, sweep through an old carnal mind and try to grab you. Hey, man, the Bible says, casting down imagination and everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. Amen. Pull down the stronghold. Amen. And see, there's no trouble because in your heart you believe it's right. 100%. Amen. And just sometimes we take a while of struggling to bring our own mind into it 100%. Hallelujah. But there's a people, the mind's in it 100%. The heart's in it 100%. They just not only believe it in their mind, but in their heart. Amen. I believe Leah was telling Barbara her phone number, Leah Frugia. And you got a pencil, let me give you the number. Barbara said, I know it by heart. Know it by heart. You know, that's not just in your mind, you know it by heart. In other words, I can just quote it off any time. I know it. Because in your mind can change, but it gets in your heart, see. He writes His Word in your heart and in your mind. Amen. It's just, it's all become one. And you know that you know that you know. And your mind ain't going to contradict what your heart says. Amen. He says, yeah, whatever you've heard me say, say the same thing. Teach others, say the same thing. And then He says, verse 4, no man that war is entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please Him who has chosen him to be a soldier. In other words, you become a different person. You sell out to it. This become your life. This become your all in all. And this become what you're all about. Amen. I'll be a hypocrite if I don't talk about who I am, what I am. Amen. Sure, I can talk about other things. Amen, but I'm not going to entangle myself. See, entangle. Now, I've been tangled up in barbed wire. And you get tangled up in barbed wire, the more you move, the more you get cut, and you fall on it, and you get tangled up, and it gets in your clothes, or saw briars. You get on briars. The more you try to get out, the more you get tangled up, see. Yeah, that's right. I tell you, he says, be not entangled with the things of the world. There are certain things. You got to live in this world. You're in the world, the Bible says, but you're not of the world. He said, you're born of another kingdom. My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus said, and we're part of it. We're baptized into it. We got His mind. We got His judgment. We got His thought. Amen. He sent a man down here to express Him to the Gentiles. His name was Paul, and he put the gospel in that man for the Gentile. And then as the man preached it, first he stood alone. No man stood with me, he said. Only the Lord stood with me. But then one day he ran across old Timothy. Wasn't too long, Titus, whichever one might have been first. And then different one. Then old Paulus came in. Old Paulus, he was a powerful man. See, that's in the 18th chapter of the book of Acts. Apollos. And then there was many of the brothers and sisters began to believe, and there were old Priscilla and Aquila. They heard Paul preach. God quickened the word to their heart. The Bible says the Lord opened their heart to the word. See, that's the thing. If the Lord opened your heart to the word, this is the only thing that'll fit in it. Amen. There's a place in your heart for this gospel, and nothing else will fit there. This is what fits there, and nothing else will. Amen. Jesus tried to preach to them Pharisees and religious leaders and tell them what the facts were about this gospel. Amen. They said, this man's of the devil. He's a Beelzebub. Jesus looked down and said, my word have no place in you. Hallelujah. There was some folks that Paul's gospel didn't have no place in. That was the Jews, because it weren't supposed to. Peter's gospel had a place in their heart. Amen. To fulfill that part of it. And each church age messenger, when he came, the message he brought, there was a place in the hearts of those that heard him for that message. Amen. How many knows it? There's a people today, there was a place in their hearts for Brother Brown's message. And they got so in that, and they were blinded to everything else, but the thing is, God moved on, see? Amen. Well, you get around, and Brother Brown said, well, that's the gospel that caught them. Hallelujah, but you're caught by something else. You're caught by feathers. Amen. You're like Paul, born out of due season. Your church, born out of due season. Hallelujah. You weren't in that realm. There's a place in your heart for this word like it was with Paul. Amen. When he preached the gospel, amen, my gospel became their gospel. My grace became their grace. Hallelujah. And it became a body of Christ. He said, by one Spirit, you're baptized into the body. And when you believe it, automatically baptize you into the body of Christ. And you can't believe it unless you're ordained to be part of it. Woo! Hallelujah. All right, I want to get a little more of this now. It says, if a man also strive for mastery, yet he's not crowned unless he strive lawfully. In other words, if he come in there breaking all the rules, and the rule is to believe God. In other words, you can't bring a denominational setting into this year. You can't bring this world church system into this, the way they do and the way they act and the way all their program. Amen. That's not scribing lawfully. Lawfully scribing what Paul was talking about here. He said, my gospel. Hallelujah. Anything else, it'll be rejected. Amen. Just like any sports thing, if it's controlled by a body of people, and it's not manipulated. I said, if it's not. A lot of times it is. But the point is, they might get out front, but they disqualify them. Amen. I saw automobile races where the winner actually disqualified. Amen. Because they wanted to do things that contradicted the norm, the rules. Amen. What is the rules of this? Just believe God, be baptized into the body, and accept the righteousness of Jesus Christ as the only righteousness that you'll ever need. Amen. It's the only righteousness that'll fit in this gospel. Amen. The one righteousness that'll fit into this gospel is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You might say, well, I'm a pretty good person. That don't make one bit of difference. Amen. It's all right if you're pretty good. Nobody's going to complain about that. But your goodness ain't going to get you no higher off the ground than you can jump when Jesus comes. Amen. Because He recognized one thing. God recognized the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and that's all. Amen. We deny all of our righteousness except His. And as long as you're trying to hold on to yours, you can't fully accept His. I think that might bear repeating. Amen. As long as you hold on to any of your righteousness, it blocks you from accepting His. Because you will begin to think, I'm pretty good. Maybe I deserve this or I deserve that. You don't deserve anything. Amen. Jesus Christ was the one that deserved everything. Amen. And by one Spirit, you're baptized into His body and His righteousness become your righteousness. Amen. My gospel become their gospel. Hallelujah. That's what's taking place all over the world today. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, I don't believe in one man. Well, it wasn't one man long there in the days of Paul. I'll tell you that right now. You know why? Because here come Apollos, spoken of in 1 Corinthians. And here come Timothy. Here come Titus. And all of them, they were preaching exactly 100% of what Paul was preaching. They wasn't quoting him, but they was preaching the same revelation. Hallelujah. So whatever, if Paul couldn't be there, then Apollos would be just as good because he preached the same thing. Amen. If the Paul wasn't there and there was Timothy, it was just as good because there was one gospel. They had the same mind. There was one body of Christ. And Paul's gospel had become their gospel. Hallelujah. Well, what if Timothy couldn't be there? Well, praise God, Titus, you come Titus along. Well, you're going to preach exactly the same thing Timothy would. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to necessarily say Paul said this and Paul said that. Paul said. Amen. He said the Lord said. What Paul preached was what the Lord said. Hallelujah. And it weren't in ink with ink and paper. It was he took the Holy Spirit and wrote that word in their heart. Amen. That's 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter. We'll see what we get to that just a little bit. But let me read a little more here. Paul said the husband that labored must be first partakers of the fruit. In other words, there's a husband, a farmer. There's one plant the crop. There's the one that stepped out there. And he said, no man stood with me, only the Lord. But he just kept on preaching. And finally, God began to open hearts, the Bible says. The Word says God opened the heart. God opened the heart of Priscilla and Aquila. Amen. And they talked to old Apollos. And God opened Apollos' heart. And the brothers and sisters testified equally in this message because they all got the same thing in their heart. Amen. There's a fivefold ministry sitting in the church. They're the preachers, but the people out there, you're partakers of too. He said he'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. That's speaking revelational terms. Amen. Like writing a poem or getting writing a song or something that you feel is from the Holy Spirit. That's that prophetic spirit that are doing it. And he goes on. I'm trying to hurry here. It says here, verse 7, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Amen. There it is. You see what I did? Get a committee together and see if they agree that what Paul said was right or not. No, Paul said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding. That's the way it is. God open your heart. You don't have to get 7 or 8 or 10 preachers together and see if they can agree. All you got's a bunch of carnal minds and a bunch of confusion. It's like Babylon. When they built that tower, God confused their language, and God has confused the language of these denominations today. Amen. Each one of them, they can't understand what the other's saying, where they come from, but he said he would restore pure language back. Woo! I tell you, there's a pure language restored back. It started from Paul there. It got lost through the church ages, but God reactivated in this last day. There's a pure language for the bride of Christ. They can only hear, they have ears for only one language. Hallelujah. And they all believe the same thing by one Spirit. They're all baptized into one body because God gave them the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost led them in the Word. Amen. And baptized them into the body. Now, verse 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Amen. My gospel became their gospel. Paul's gospel became their gospel. Paul's grace became their grace. Hallelujah. So it weren't no more Paul's gospel. Timothy could go out there and preach and he could go out there and go into a new place where they ain't never heard it before. A few years later, Paul could come by and they'd be preaching and believing exactly the same thing. There was no difference because they were in the body of Christ. That was the bride. Amen. God used one man to spearhead it, but it didn't stay one man very long. Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentile. Let me get over in the third chapter of 2 Corinthians, just a verse, a few verses here. Amen. Now, but watch as we read the rest of this here. It says, Paul says, here's what Paul said then, ye are our epistle, you are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. In other words, what I am, that's what you are. Amen. And he says here, for as much as you are manifestly, in other words, they can see it in you, manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone or paper in this day, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. Amen. That's where the word's written. That's the little book that come down. It's spiritual. It's not reading something to you. Amen. This is the first end of the word. When Jesus came and preached the word, St. John 2:22 said they believed the scripture and the words which he spake. All right. And that next verse says, and such trust we have through God. I want to read just another. Not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. That's what you got to learn if you're in the body of Christ. You are not sufficient, but He's all sufficient. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But it's through Christ and in Christ. And then he says, this is what I want to get to here, and I'm closing on the other thing. It says, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament. And he tells what the New Testament is now. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Amen. There's one more. I quoted it, so I'm not going to turn to it. But it's in the 11th chapter of Romans there about the I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my office. And you could take that, and like I say, you could read all that he said, get where he got struck down with a light and what God told him and all. And it was through that one man to begin with. But it didn't stay one man very long. It began, after a while, what Timothy preached was exactly carried as much weight as what Paul preached. What Titus preached carried as much weight as what Paul preached. What Apollos preached, Paul confirmed that in 1 Corinthians. He said, some say, I'm of Apollos. Others say, I'm of Cephas. Others say, I'm of this and that and the other, giving out different ministers' names. But he said, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? Were Paul crucified for you? Was he baptized in the name? He said, minister by which you believe. He said, we're one. We're all of one. He said, let this same mind be. He said, one plan. He said, another come along, water the seed. He said, but all that's no good unless God gives the increase. Amen. Give all the glory to Jesus. Until of His love. Until of His love. We'll give all the glory to Jesus. And sing of His wonderful love. Amen. God bless you this morning. Notice the title of the message. My grace has become your grace. My gospel has become your gospel. Amen. My Christ have become your Christ. Amen. And we're all baptized into the body. We're all together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you this morning for your love, goodness, and mercy upon us. I just pray, God, as we've spoke these words, God, that you'll put your anointing upon them and bless it, Lord. Oh, God, I know that we could have read all day long here, kept the people all day long, or until we read all that Paul wrote. And it would just keep confirming this over and over and over again, Lord. But Lord, it takes the Holy Spirit to quicken to the hearts, and you've already done that, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, I just pray that this word, as it goes forth from nation to nation, Lord, that it'll do the same thing wherever it goes, quicken to the hearts of the people. Lord, I pray you bless each and every one of us together in the name of Jesus Christ as we go forth. And those that gave in prayer requests earlier, Lord, we continue to pray. Lord, you touch the sick and afflicted, Lord. Bless those
God, that are in need of a blessing. Lift up those that may be downcast somewhat, Lord. I just pray that you'll just have your own way. As the song says, have your own way. Lord, we bless your name, we praise your name. And we thank you for all your goodness upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.